Presidential candidate Bob Dole told the Economic Club of Detroit today that President Clinton is determined to raise taxes in a second term. And Dole said that his own tax cut plan can easily be delivered while balancing the federal budget. Dole's criticism of President Clinton has become increasingly pointed as he tries to convince voters that his opponent is more liberal than he appears. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports from Detroit.
The Detroit Economic Club is a traditional stopping place for presidential candidates, and it's a good thing Dole decided at this late date to finally address the group. He knocked Arianna Huffington from the schedule, a Republican critic who has suggested publicly that he step down as the party's presidential candidate, considering his standing in public opinion polls. Dole told the largely favorable crowd of business people that in the weeks ahead, he will not stray from his economic agenda.
And for those who may doubt my resolve, let me make it very clear that I intend to keep talking about this plan, how it will benefit American families virtually nonstop from now until the election.
Last week, Dole devoted his campaign appearances and paid media to an anti-drug, anti-crime message. But this week, he's back on his economic game plan with a new twist. Most of the focus now is on President Clinton, who he says has done everything in his power to increase the size of government.
All his plans and all his proposals and all his ideas are policies premised on a single notion, that the size and scope of government has no limits. Now, he may have mastered the language of limited government, but his actions have demonstrated a belief that government has all the answers. And again, that's a basic difference.
As evidence, Dole turned to the first half of President Clinton's term, his unsuccessful attempt to pass a stimulus package, his economic plan, and his attempt to reform health care. Dole spent the most time detailing the Clinton health care proposal as an example of the kind of thing that is on the president's wish list, on his true agenda, he said, when it's not an election year.
These are not actions of a finger-in-the-wind politician who's waiting for the polls. These are the actions of an old-style, dyed-in-the-wool, big spending liberal, committed to a government that spends and spends and taxes. Make no mistake about it. That's precisely what it is.
Dole pointed to all of the proposals the president has floated just this year, saying it adds up to a 20% increase in the size of government. The Clinton-Gore campaign expressed surprise, saying most of the initiatives are community-based and designed to get government out of the way. A campaign spokesman said Bob Dole is left to making baseless negative attacks since the public is not buying his economic package. But Dole says since President Clinton has failed to offer a specific list of spending cuts along with his campaign proposals, it leads to only one conclusion, that he'll raise taxes. But that same argument can be made about Dole's tax cut plan as well, which he says will be achieved while balancing the budget. Along with savings from this past budget cycle and a predicted increase in revenue from economic growth, his specific list of spending cuts consists of a promise to sell off federal assets and to cut federal spending by 5%.
Now, is there anybody in this audience, any CEO or any businessman or woman, who would stand up and say they can't save 5 cents out of a dollar to give people their money back? No.
Why then, Dole asks, is it that the CEO of the country, the president, says it can't be done? If Dole is successful in communicating his message over the next 6 weeks, that's the question voters will ask before Election Day. If he is not, they'll still be asking how he can do what he's promising. I'm Elizabeth Arnold in Detroit.